good thing.
Amen.
Yeah, I enjoyed that preaching last night.
Yeah.
When he's preaching, I remember that the fact when I was lost, and when I was in the world, Brother Jeff, they mentioned last night, maybe, and he and I used to be in the same boat and went to the same honky-tonks. But I'm glad God seemed fit to save us.
I'm
a different person now.
Right.
All right, if you have your Bibles tonight, if you'll stand with us, please, in reverence, read the Word of God. Turn over to Romans chapter number 5. Romans chapter number 5. I've got just a couple of verses to read tonight. I'll be as brief as God will let me be, but I want to try to be a help to you.
Yeah.
That's our whole intention. We're not driving 100 and some mile round trip just to be here.
Amen.
We're here trying to be a help to you.
Amen.
So you pray just for a few moments. But over Romans chapter 5, we'll read verse number 12 and verse number 20. Verse 12 and verse number 20. It says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned.
Right.
Over verse number 20, or let me read 19 and 20. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight and humble this on our hearts. God, praise you for this opportunity, this day. Lord, we're dependent on you now tonight. We realize, Lord, there's nothing we can do in ourselves. Lord God, it's going to come from heaven. I pray, Lord, for the leadership, not for the liberty tonight, Lord, just to be able to preach the Word of God. Lord, tonight, you know the hearts of them that are in me, you know our desires. God, you know the need tonight, Lord, we don't, and I pray, God, fill our ears for thy place tonight, thy presence. I pray tonight, God, for deliverance. Lord, will this reach our heart? God, just give them unto them. And I pray, Lord, you'll go out and find its respectful place in the hearts of them. Lord, it'll be a blessing to them tonight. It'll be an uplift. God, we ask you to use us now just for a few moments. God bless the word for the word's sake. Lord, it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother preaching last night, and this will just kind of link up to what he's preaching on. He's a preaching about love. So tonight I want to preach on grace.
Bless him, Lord.
And there'd been no grace if it hadn't been for the love of God. Somebody said, preacher, what is grace?
There
have been several definitions given over the year for grace. Some said it's God's riches at Christ's expense. But I give my definition. I believe it's God withholding what we deserve and giving us what we don't deserve.
Amen.
That's what God's grace is. If it hadn't been for the grace of God, there wouldn't be a one of us saved.
Amen.
It's because the love he preached on last night that God was merciful and showed grace unto every one of us. So let me give you a few things about grace tonight. The word grace is mentioned 128 times in the Word of God. The first mention of it, the first time the word grace is used, Genesis chapter number 6 and verse number 8 said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of God. Then over in Revelation chapter number 22, the very last verse, it's grace from Genesis to Revelation.
Amen.
And in chapter number 22, verse number 21 said, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, I'll be with you all. Amen.
Amen.
So it's grace. Everywhere you go, the Word of God is grace. Ain't you glad God's got grace tonight? God showed mercy on you. God's grace was, I come to you tonight. Without that, you'd still be lost on the road to hell. Let me show you some things about God's grace tonight real quickly. Over in 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, verse 9, he showed me that God's grace is all sufficient. God's grace is all sufficient. Somebody said, what do you mean, preacher? Let me give you what all sufficient means. All sufficient means as much as is needed.
Amen.
I pray that God's grace has been needed. It's been sufficient every time in my life. But when I needed something, God's grace has been there. God's grace has been sufficient. And the good thing about God's grace, it never runs out. God's grace never runs out. It's all sufficient. Hear what it said in 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, verse number 9, said, he said unto me, this is the Apostle Paul. You remember the Apostle Paul come to the Lord? He had a problem.
Yes.
Yeah,
he did. And he had a thorn in the flesh. And he come to God, he was caught in time. How about the Lord said, Paul, he said, my grace is what? He said, it's sufficient. I've got it sufficient tonight. I'm talking about that old cold stove my father had years ago. I'm going to God, they burn that old stove and they take her down. I said, it will burn, but you know what? Every time they got to end low, she'd grab back a cold bucket with that cold in it. And she'd dump another bucket of coal on the inside. I've got tonight, going to God with my stove.
He gave him
made blueprint of what he could do to save his household.
Yeah.
That was God's grace to Noah.
Yes.
I'm not saying anything. Hey, God's given us a blueprint. Let that blessed King James sit in the middle. It'll stand.
God said, I'll destroy it. But I'm going to make a way of escape.
Yes, it is.
God's judgment comes.
Yes.
God don't let sin go under.
Right.
I'm corrected.
Right. Yeah.
So judgment was coming. God said, I'll destroy it. But he said, now, Noah. Hey, now, I want you to get this picture tonight. I may preach half the night. God said, listen here. He said, I'm going to destroy it, but I'm going to make a way for you. Never had rain.
Yeah.
Never had it rain.
Right.
But God said, build a boat.
Yeah.
On earth, we're supposed to build a boat for it. It never rained.
Yeah.
Go back and look at the mouths where Noah was. There was no water about Noah.
Right.
They wasn't a lake for Noah to put the boat on. They wasn't a sea for Noah to put the boat on.
Right.
But God said, build a boat.
Yeah.
And it didn't even look like a boat.
Come on.
It looked like a square vessel sitting out there.
That's right.
I said, the other night, I could talk to you up to the Ark in Kentucky, and I was amazed. How big that thing was. They built it to the exact dimensions that Noah built the ark. And any man would stand on the outside of it and say, how on God's earth can that thing float? How can that thing? I can't. It's only God's grace.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. God's grace.
That's right,
brother. He gave Noah the blueprint.
Amen.
Get the bill. They didn't pay no attention to it.
Amen.
They don't pay no attention to that. I've been blackballed. Hey, they say I'm just too strict.
Come on, brother.
They say I'm too old fashioned.
Come on, brother.
They say I'm out of touch.
Yeah.
I got news for you. I ain't old touch with heaven.
Yeah.
I may not relate to these young people.
Come on,
they can't relate to me a spit and a slobber and kicking my shoes and preaching the word of God. Hey, I tell you, I get back on. I remember this sermon out here. Brother Jerry, I remember this about old time revival services.
Yeah.
You be a preacher like I'm preaching. Now they come out of the back spot like a cat.
Got
a tail on a rocket ship. I'm in the home plate. They strong. I just stop praying with them while I get up and keep preaching. They just say, elders have been filled. They just don't want the old time money. God said, Noah should build it this way. I don't believe Noah could have changed one room in it.
That's right.
And it done him any good.
That's right.
I believe that thing would have sunk if it changed anything God said. He couldn't alter anything.
Right.
I used to pray for prayer, build graves, flame houses, and if you wanted to change the window 6 inches, you had to draw it up and submit to the board down there in town, and he had to prove that window had been moved 6 inches.
Right.
Well, Noah couldn't move anything. God, he done got it proved to God.
Yeah.
God done just what God told him to do.
Yeah.
I like this part. Did you ever think about where God was when Noah got an ark?
Come on, brother.
Here's what he said to Noah. He said, come thou in.
Yeah.
Come in, Mark.
Yeah.
If I'm at home, the door, I say, come in, I'm in the house.
Yeah.
Hey, God was in the ark.
Yeah.
When Noah got in the ark, God was already in the ark. And guess what? Noah didn't shut the door. God shut the door off.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Here's what I liked about it. Representation of the Holy Spirit and grace. Old Noah took that tar. It was called pitch. He pitched that thing outside. He pitched it in.
I'm glad
you didn't say me, you pitched me. I'm glad he's pitched me. I've been sealed. He said, grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you are sealed.
Hey,
he pitched me.
Yeah.
His grace. Guess what? When the rain came on Noah, sat back on the inside of the ark, it rained on the outside, and God didn't even give him a window. He could look out and see the destruction. That gave all the places to look. That's all the places we ought to be looking. Get your eyes on the world. Get your eyes on Christ. Get your eyes on heaven. That's not any more rain. Ain't nothing makes me more mad than watching you. I mean, I'll just get plumb aggravated. Get ill-tempered. It makes, and you would be the worst type that's ever been in this country.
Yeah.
I remember just a boy at home, my sister stayed with us, her husband was bitten on. Her and her first child stayed with us, expecting another. And you, how many of you ever remember Huntley and Briefly? The news Huntley and Briefly come home about 5 o'clock of evening. I'd get so mad.
cause Bonanza come on about the same time, we could get two channels. I did old rabbit years, you know, we get two channels. And Bonanza would be over on one place, and I like all Carter. And Huntley Brink would be on another channel. My sister, she wasn't nothing doing. She had to hear old Huntley Brink and see if he said anything about Vietnam. But look here, you know what they told on Huntley Brink was about 3 days old. Mm-hmm. Might be a week old. Cause they just couldn't get it from out here. Now, if there were words on all the way you had, they didn't have some more words. I sat night in the back over. They look over right now, say, she can do more. And that means you have hurt this country. It hurt this country. All of them is terrible. He didn't pay no attention to it. Ain't no doubt they made fun of it. Ain't no doubt they lost that. I said, what's that fool enough? Look at that. He built it. It ain't never rain. God thought it rained from the mist, and it come up the beach. So, I mean, here he was building something, and they, but that's the same with Jesus. You go to this, you go to most young people's, where they're at nowadays, and ask them about these football players, they'll tell you every quarterback, they'll tell you every star running back, they'll tell you who knocked the most home run last year in softball. They can tell you all these things in basketball, who made the most points, who was the greatest point guard is in basketball, and just mention Jesus, and they'll say, who's that? They have no idea who Jesus. We're raising a bunch of reprobates. That's how you say. Somebody said you blaming the young folks. No, sir. I'm blaming me and you.
Yes, sir.
I get irritated if I ever go to church. It's got a nursery and they take your kids off back there. I'll just go to the nursery and preach. We have kids in church that get saved at 5 and 6 year olds, 7. Somebody said, how can they do that? They said, well, the preaching is, they got knowledge. They know more than a lot of these Baptists. It just comes about once a month. They know more than them. No medical preacher, just today the little message. I'm talking about grace.
Amen.
No, I got on the inside. God sealed it in.
Amen.
God's grace was sufficient to know. One of the most perfect blessed pictures of grace that I've ever seen. And Christ in the church when you go to the book of Ruth.
Amen.
Come on, brother. You read about Naomi and Elimelech went down into the whole house because there was a drought. There's a lot of church folks leave their church to have a little down, a little down, and they just jump up and run. I call them church hoppers.
Amen.
And a woman come to me one night, she said, I preached on church hall. She come to me and said, what you talking about? I said, these people, they can't get nowhere. They'll hop here a while, hop over here. She said, that's what I do. I said, well, you're a church hall. They just didn't want to accept Noah's ark at all.
Everybody.
Made every kind of excuse to be called up. When we come to Naomi and Elimelech, they went down to Moab. Moab was a place. Moab was a grandson by Lot, but incest.
Yes.
And he was the author, the founder of the Moabites. Right. And so here was these two little Moabite gals down there, and they fell in love, and they were Naomi's sons. Malon and Chilon. I guess I'll get it close enough. And they called something like that. They can call me where I'm young, if you just call me to dinner, supper, breakfast.
Amen, brother. Come on now.
Amen. But anyway, they got down there and married them, and because I made this on my heart, because they stayed down there all them years, God began to kill them out. First, Naomi's husband died, Elimelech died, then her two sons died. They married them Moabite gals, Ruth and Orpha. They married him, and they were left there as widows down in Moab. So Naomi got word one day, they was bred back up Bethlehem.
Amen.
I'm here to tell you, they're still bred in the house of God.
Amen.
Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
Yep.
If any man hungry, so she heard they prayed back in Bethlehem. So she turned to go to it. She told them girls, said, just stay back. I'm just going to paraphrase tonight, can I? But here's what they done. Oprah, she just kind of wept. And she turned back. But Ruth looked at her. I could just see Ruth with tear-filled eyes. And looked Naomi right in the face and said, Naomi, she said, I don't make me go back. No one don't treat me to leave you. She said, where thou goest, I'm going.
Amen.
And said, where you lodge, I'll lodge. You're going to be my God.
Amen.
I'm going to be anybody else.
And she clave to her.
Yeah.
And so they headed back. They come walking in, and that crowd said, "Y'all come down." Well, she said, "Don't call me Naomi." She said, "Call me Mark." Well, I went out full. Said, "Lord, they'll be with you." So I went out full side and returned Nikki. Yeah. Well, look here, here's the part I want to get to. Guess what they done? They got back in barley season.
Yeah.
And there was a kinman by the name of Boaz.
Yeah.
Time for Christ, you just read me. Name of Boaz. They was gleaming in the field. It was harvest time.
Uh-huh.
And so these widow women, they don't want to hope they had, was go to the field somewhere and gleam behind the people.
Right.
Gleam behind. I tell folks, that's what most of these young preachers have, just kind of gleaming behind
people.
I got in under some of them old timers back on your hill when you can see 15, 20, 60.
I mean,
you don't hear that anymore, do you?
Right.
Hey, but now that you just get one here, what we're doing, we're just gleaming.
Right.
One here and there. But what they done when they got back over there, I guess Naomi probably been a lot older than the women.
Yeah.
So Ruth went out into the field of Boaz, and it was a law, under the Mosaical law, that they had to let widows gleam behind the reapers in your field when you raised the crop.
Right.
So she was out there gleaming, and long Boaz come out, and God shot him with a love arrow. Boaz come out and fight her. Boy, I mean, love at first sight. Talking about love at first sight. It was love at first sight.
Yes.
He inquired who she was, and they told him, "That's that little Moabite girl. Come up here with the mother-in-law Naomi." And he fell in love with her. I mean, making the story short, look here what he done. He began to show kindness to her.
Yes.
And she began to show grace to her. And what he done, he told her, he said, "Now listen, when you get thirsty," he said, "you come to a bucket and drink of what the young men draw. And I command them not to touch you."
Yeah.
He said, "When you're hungry," he said, "just get you a morsel of bread and send it down the vinegar." She looked at him and said, "Who am I? As I should find grace in my sight, see not but just a stranger."
Yeah.
He said, "It's been told me what you've done."
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He said, "You left your father and your mother and your nativity," and said, "You've come up here and all you've done for your mother-in-law," and said, "God will reward you for that."
Amen.
And he looked at him, young man, he said, "I'll tell you what I want you to do. Let her get up there and glean right with the reapers."
Yeah.
The sheaves in. The sheaves is what to shock everything up.
Amen.
And when that grain fell off, he said, "Let her get right there where the main source is."
Bless
you, Lord. Hey, brother, when you get there gleaming where the sheaves are,
let's
go to get high.
Yeah.
And he said, he didn't stop there. He said, "Let her glean right there." But he said, "I'll tell you what I want you to do." He said, "Just reach in every now and then and get a handful of purpose."
Yes.
Look here. Let's go to Acts chapter number 4.
Bless him, Lord.
I got just a couple more places, and I'll hurry up and I'll get done.
Bless him, Lord.
Acts chapter number 4, verse number 33. We'll find here in this verse that God's grace is great.
Yep.
That word great means big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
More than usual. Very much.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all."
Yeah.
Amen.
God ain't limited.
That's right.
Amen.
A lot of people, somebody said, "Boy, I wish I could shout." Well, have you ever asked God to? I had a woman tell me once, I said, "Preacher, I don't want to shout." I said, "Don't worry, you ain't going to." I mean, on Trinity Mountain, say sometime every now and then, you ought to shout on the credit.
Yes,
ain't got nothing to shout about. Just shout on the credit for what God's going to do.
Amen.
He doesn't shout for everything God's done in the past, shout for what he's going to do in the present.
Amen.
I mean, you go to a ball game, I tell them, "I'll go to a ball game. I'll make a fool of myself." I show my ignorance if I go to a ball game. My grandkids are playing. And a lot of people, when you get to a ball game, you'll squall. Woo!
Yeah.
Way too close. That's my grandson.
Yeah.
That's my daughter. That's my son. You know, I mean, boy, you just made, and in church, you sit there like a mouse.
Yeah.
Like you're afraid the eye chat is going to run or something. Somebody's going to see you.
Hey,
all right. Let's see, go out and puff and just make a bleak goof out of yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike. That's right.
Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Somebody say, "Preach on, preacher."
Yeah, preach on.
Thank God,
good. Amen.
He got great grace.
Amen.
It's great. It's great. It's greater than anything I've ever experienced.
Amen. Thank
God.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
I'm winding down. I'm getting
Gonna turn 65. I get some free health insurance. A little bit free. I paid for it over the year.
Amen.
And then I got a few months and I get to sign up on some of that. They send me a check and people say, you ain't done nothing for it. I said, whoa. Whoa now. Probably about 50 years I've been in the making for that.
Yeah.
But it's nothing compared to what I've got to wait
for. Yeah.
But how the God's grace!
Yeah.
I've got a retirement plan like the world has ever seen.
That's right. Amen, yeah. Brother.
Come on, brother. What worry about Obamacare failing?
Yeah.
Come on,
brother. Yeah.
I went in over to get a flu shot last year and they said you got insurance. I said, if you can call it that. I said, I got a $6,000 deductible. I said, if you call that insurance.
Yeah.
I said, we just have a major flip-flop. You ever spend $6,000
for
a doctor? No, I said, reckon the doctor's take it. I said, you think we want the doctor with $6,000 worth of doctor visits?
Come on.
And I know you have a problem. Now, you go one trip, and boy, just take the armor. God grace, it's a
patience.
It's great grace.
Amen.
Got a couple more tonight. It's great grace. Not only is it a great grace, it's a saving grace.
Yes, amen.
I quoted a while ago, for the grace of God to bring salvation, cured unto all men.
Uh-huh.
It's cured to all men.
Amen.
Grace is God's saving grace.
Amen.
It's been offered. To every person in the world.
Yeah.
What did Peter say? Peter says, the Lord not slack to turn the promise of men against blackness, but his long suffering does we're not with any shepherds, but in all kind of repentance. Luke 19:10, Jesus said, well, the Son of Man's come to seek and to save what? That which is lost.
Amen.
All the problem, you can't get them lost.
That's
right. That's
good.
Why did you get lost?
Well,
get saved. You go to the crowd out of the world nowadays, most of them says they're right.
Yeah, they
live like hell and say they're right.
That's
something. But there's
something
wrong with that
picture.
Yeah. Right. I'll say 5:17, said, mean man being Christ, he's a new creature, old thing, Christ, the old thing become you.
Yep. Yeah.
Huh?
Right.
Awesome. Said, take your affection on things above and all things earth.
Yeah.
God's grace to get the job done, though.
Yeah, that's right, brother.
He's got saving grace. And when I think about that saving grace, Ephesians 2:8 says, well, by grace are you saved through
faith.
It's not works. Lest any man should boast.
Amen.
A lot of people trying to work it out.
Yeah.
A lot of people trying to buy it. If you could take the love of God, if you could take salvation, put it on that. They talk about Dow Jones this week. Said he hit the highest on stock market he's ever been in the history of the United States. And I said, listen, I didn't have nothing in there to worry about. I couldn't lose a nickel where it's high or low.
Amen.
But anyway, what I'm trying to say, if you could put salvation on Dow Jones market, it'd be unreal what it'd do tomorrow. If them millionaires and Hollywooders could buy salvation and grace. You remember that old boy over there, they'd land hand on some of them apostles, wasn't they? They said, hey, get filled with the Holy Ghost and that old boy tried to buy.
Yeah.
He said, I'd like to buy that gift. What are you doing? They said, your money. Peter said, your money pretty sweet.
Amen.
You can't buy what God's got.
Amen.
You can be like you down that red place. You can be poor as a whippoorwill and still be saved.
Amen.
Hello,
sir.
That's more. Oh, it was Presley. I was watching the news looking for the weather this evening on there, and they showed a little old shack he was raised in down in Tupelo, Mississippi, and they was auctioning that little old shack. And then we watched that shack where he was raised, that frame. But when I seen that little shack, I thought about where Bill Durham was raised off down the hall. And I'm way richer than Elvis was.
Amen.
He said he's the king, but I'm serving the king.
Amen.
Hey, I'm serving King Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Saving grace. Look here. Let me show you this real quick tonight. I believe it's John chapter number 8. Scott and Pharisee brought a woman to Jesus, taking an act of love.
Right.
And they brought her in his presence, sent him in the presence, and they said, now, Master said this woman was taking adultery in the very act. In other words, we caught her.
Yes.
But I'd have a question that much. Where's the man?
Right.
Moses Claus said both of them aren't beasts.
Exactly.
Why didn't they bring the man? Well, I'll tell you why they didn't. They tried to accuse Jesus, trying to get him to pass judgment when they could accuse him. And they said, now Moses and Claus said, you're strong. What did I read up here?
Come on, brother.
Or sin abounded, grace is much more abounded. You know what told you was a sinner? Law.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Law.
Law, the law tells. If it had not been the law, you'd not know you'd see. Hey, how do you know your speed? Because they got a little sign on the center road out there, 55 miles an hour. And ignorance of the law is no excuse. I mean, try to tell a state trooper going down the interstate and it says 70 miles an hour and you're running 90, and he pull you over and you say, I didn't know. See what he tells you.
Yeah.
You won't like what he says. He'll make you trying to make a fool out of him.
Yeah.
And I'm just like Billy Mitchell. I just plead mercy. He got caught speeding. They went to court. He went before the judge, and that old judge said, Brother Mitchell said, Mr. Mitchell said, how do you plead? He said, Your Honor, I plead guilty and ask for mercy. That old judge said, I never had that put to me before. He said, I'm going to dismiss your case. And so that's what we are. We're guilty.
Right.
We're guilty.
Mm-hmm.
So this gal was guilty.
Yeah.
No doubt they called her, she guilty. Right. But you and I was guilty also.
Amen.
Maybe not of adultery, but we were sinners. Ain't by nature we inherited the sin nature. Whether you like it or not, everybody. The woman wants you to tell them you're sinners.
That's right.
I told a little boy work one time. I said, your dad, devil's your father. And he, boy, got mad. I got him tight. I said, well, God, it's father, devil is. That's the only way I'm keeping. I asked him, I said, you ever been saved? He said, I believe in God. And I carried a tape measure on my side and I tucked it down on him. And I reached up and I stuck it right there and I made it down here and I looked and it's 17 inches. I said, yeah, you like 17 inches to be in faith. He said, what do you mean? And I said, you said you believe it. You believe it up here, but if you don't get it hard, ain't enough devil in hell keep you being safe.
Amen.
Amen.
My brother-in-law followed me around in revivals. Then my sister got married. He was lost. And I was in the free will church army in Curry, moderate. Brother Callum is now. I was preaching the meeting. Old Clarence was sitting two pews back and I watched him. I was winding down and fixed to give all the call before I seen him old crocodile tears. And I've never been one to leave the pulpit and go back in the crowd unless the Holy Ghost just absolutely.
Right.
I've seen it over the years, they drag them in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When they got up, they didn't have nothing.
Amen. Amen.
The Holy Ghost don't give them, you just want to leave them alone.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
No part of that turn, I seen you holding to the people. Oh, he had both hands full.
Amen.
Them crocodile tears run. I mean, there's a wet spot in the floor.
Amen.
God said, go to him.
Yeah.
I thought I'd run him off. God said, I said, go to him. I went back and I said, Clarence, would you like to be saved? He said, looked at me and he said, God won't save me. I said, you tell me why God won't save me. He said, because the way I believe him. I said, you'd want to come to die for
uh-huh.
I said, I'll do one thing tonight.
Yeah.
I said, go and meet that altar and pray one prayer. And I said, if God don't save you, I'll lay my Bible down and I'll walk out of that building and I'll never preach another message. He said, you mean that, don't you? I said, I know what God can do.
Come on, brother.
I had confidence. I wasn't worried about not preaching anymore. We come out of there, and old Clarence got up saved. He's still saved, and I'm still preaching.
Hey,
that's what God's grace does. This woman was guilty.
Amen.
So, Jesus is stooped down to the ground.
So amen. Yeah.
Somebody said, preacher, what did he write? I don't know. I'm going to ask him maybe when he gets there. I don't know how if you're worshiping him, I'll not ask him. But I've got my own interpretation, my own opinion.
Amen.
I'm going to use the right to law then.
Uh-huh.
Come on, brother. About, he's without sin.
Mm-hmm.
And then he lifted himself up. They continued. He said, now he that is among you without sin, let him first cast a stone at her. Guess what they done? Their old conscience got convicted.
Yeah.
Well, we have to watch when you go to looking at somebody else's house trying to clean their foot.
Amen,
brother. Try to speak first step. Better look, see what's on. I had a principal man in grade school. He said, listen, don't condemn the Indians. You walk a mile in his moccasin.
Yeah.
Don't talk about him if you walk a mile in his mouth.
Yeah.
See what he's going through.
Right.
Don't down the brothers. You see what kind of mile he's in.
Right.
This woman, these accusers, they begin to leave. Jesus lifted himself up, but nobody was just him, the woman. He said, woman, what knows I accuse? Have no man condemned me? She said, no man, Lord. I did. He said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more.
Yeah.
The law said, kill her.
Uh-huh.
Grace said, save her.
Yeah. Amen.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, sure. So old Peter was in a bad way one time. Jesus said, Peter, he said, Satan has desired you that he can sift you as wheat. But he said, I pray for you.
Amen.
How many times has he had to pray for you?
Yeah, amen.
Oh, God's grace. Thank you.
Yeah.
I've gotten so close tonight. I've enjoyed this.
Yeah.
I bank on the grace of God.
Amen, brother.
It's by God's grace that I am what I am.
Amen.
Nothing more. That's what Paul said.
Amen.
I am what I am by the grace of God.
Amen.
That same way if you're saved, not just because of grace. It's because of God's grace. Amen. Not because of love. You can't separate love and grace.
That's right.
They're hand in hand. They're made of us.
Yeah.
Amen. Just hang on to it, because that's what they are. That's just like trying to preach on blessed. Without preaching on praise.
Right.
I preach praise, I preach blessing.
Amen.
Because if you're blessed, you're going to praise.
Amen.
They'll come tonight and get a song. He'll stand with us. I don't know why God gave me this message, but I wrestle all day on hot preach. But this is what He placed in my heart. And it's for a reason. You may be here and you may be having trials, some problems.
Yeah.
That you just can't handle it. I'm here to tell you tonight. God's grace is here.
Amen.
God's grace is sufficient.
Amen.
Whatever problem you may have tonight, grace will intervene. And the good part about it, you've got the darling Son of God as an advocate.
Amen.
Sitting on the right hand of the Father.
Amen.
High priest ordained by order of
Melchizedek.
Sitting there and defending you and
leading your case.
Listen, somebody said when the veil was rent, we had direct access to God. We knew to the throne, but we still got to go to a priest.
Amen.
It ain't one of them folks sitting with the collar turned back behind a knot.
Amen.
But it's the high priest of heaven. We go through him. You have to pray in the name of Jesus.
Right.
He preaches to the Father.
Amen.
And that's what gets the job done. And the good thing is about it, when he looks down wrong, he don't see me. You know what he sees? He sees the blood.
Yeah.
If God sees me, even in the shape I mean, I'm in and of this place, it's still sinful. But what's on the inside? The blood.
Yeah.
That's what's going to get the job.
That's right. Amen.
And he ain't looking for Bill Hearn, the preacher, when he comes back. You'll be looking for blood. Do you have a need? Have a problem? Lord, it's me again. I've got a need. I've got a problem I can't solve. Paul writing to the Hebrews in chapter number 4, verse number 16, he said, let us come
forward
before the throne of grace.
That's right.
Now, that word boldly don't mean arrogant.
That's right.
That means with confidence.
Yeah.
God's going to supply
us. Yes,
right.
That we may obtain mercy. And help.
Yep.
Time of need.
Yeah,
amen. They ain't hardly, brother. A day goes by. Brother Randy, that I don't have to go to the throne of grace. Because I need help. I need mercy. I need grace. Yeah, I'm thinking of life first. Somebody needs to come.
God help us.
Just bring it, leave me.
Down from heaven's throne, there at
Thank you, Jesus.
That's good.
Thank God for mercy.
Yeah.